Indigenous leader in Alice Springs says authorities moved too quickly to implement a new curfew instead of taking other steps first. A three-night curfew is in place until Wednesday, affecting children and adults. The Northern Territory Police Commissioner, Michael Murphy, says it is a response to violent incidents, including an alleged assault of four off-duty police officers. It comes less than 3 months after a three-week youth curfew. Aranda man William Tillmouth has told NITV he's yet to see the impact of the federal government's $250 million in funding announced in May to address social dysfunction in Alice Springs. He says it is important that solutions are found that involve the local First Nations community.
A lot of the local children and the local people have been handicapped by the behaviors of others, and I suspect from who I've talked to that our children and our people weren't involved with. It's our in the country, and people do come in, and they do come in for show weekends and fireworks. It's attracted them in, and that behaviour happens. The answer is to give us the money to try the best we can and preempt situations like that from happening.